Blog Talk Radio. Season 6, episodes 1 and 2 have been out yesterday, and I will be giving you my comments about that here in a short. However, before I begin, I want to turn around and let people know that I will be talking about Season 6, episodes 1 and 2 of My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic. If you have not seen the episode, please drop out because I'll be talking a lot about it. I don't want to give out any spoilers. And go ahead and see this episode first before you come back and listen to my podcast. I don't want to sway anybody's attention away from certain things. So why don't you guys just go ahead and do that for those of you who have not seen the episode yet. All right. Let me go to the chat room here real quick. I have to go to the chat room. Make sure everybody's, if anybody's in here. So, anyways, season one, it's been a while since I did a show. Season 6, episodes 1 and 2 of My Little Pony, as we all know, have come out. And for those of you who even watched the spoilers, we all know that Cades and Shining Armor have had their full. Now, the interesting thing is, we actually, when the episode first starts out, we got Starlight in the castle. Now, for those of you who do not know who Starlight is, she, during the end of season 5, she tried to ruin everybody's cutie marks and screw up the whole thing when Twilight and the gang got together, all because of Rainbow Dash Sonic Boom. Now, we have her in living in Twilight's castle now. And it has been confirmed, pretty much confirmed, that she may make the 7th pony in the main 6. So we're probably figuring she's going to be the main 7th, considering that now that she is Twilight's pupil and she is living in Twilight's castle with her. So the season episode starts out with, you know, Starlight walking the castle trying to find the library, and she, and the funniest part is she walks in on Spike in the bathroom, and he's sitting there brushing his teeth, and she's like, "Whoops, sorry, Spike, I didn't know you were in there." It's like, You're living it. You can turn around. You can find the throne room just that quick back in season five, but you can't find the library. Most people would turn around and sit there and think, well, if she can find the throne room that quick, she can find the library that quick. But anyway, so after Spike tells her what to do, this is where to go. She gets there and starts talking to Twilight, who basically is trying to make up her lessons for becoming a good friend. Now, we don't have any information about, they do say something about Kaze and Shining Armor getting ready to have the baby, but and they're planning out their trip to the Crystal Empire. So anyway, I thought this was interesting because due to the fact that, okay, now we got Starlight basically in a role where she's uncertain about doing this friendship type of thing, but she is willing to learn. So anyway, but mainly the first part of the show is just Twilight and Starlight, you know, talking, and then Starlight goes to the throne room where the rest of the main six are. I should start saying main seven, but rest of the main six. And they're all talking about the Chrysaling. Now, this is for Kaze and Shining Armor's foal when it is born. In the Crystal Empire, they have what they call it, the Chrysaling. But anyway, they're talking about their trip, but they haven't gotten their invitation yet. So, eventually Starlight, you know, wonders what the heck the Chrysaling is, and she's out walking around again, and she catches Spike again. I guess it must be his room, because she's walking around again. I don't know why, but she walks in on, now this is a classic Spike episode here, where she walks in on him, and he's standing in front of the mirror flexing his muscles. So it's like, but we see some great, you know, bonding between Spike and Starlight, which kind of amazes me that she has more in common with Spike than, you know, I think she would rather talk to Spike than any other ponies. But anywho, as they're talking, Twilight hollers out to Spike, tell him to hurry up and come over here. Now, the Crystal Empire's little way of sending invitations is by a little snowflake that comes down for the invitation. And she screams that Shining Armor and Kaze had their child, and she's now an aunt, you know, she said in such a kind of a British way, you know, and which made it kind of funny. And she announces to Starlight that that they'll be on their way to the Crystal Empire, and that her old friend Sunburst is there, and that would be one of her lessons to be reestablished with him, as far as making new friends, try to regain his friendship or rekindle their friendship in a way. And Starlight is really dreading this one. I mean, she gave like one of those fake smiles like you've seen in the first episode of season five, you know. It's like one of those fake smiles that they had on there. And so anyway, from there on, you know, they get to the Crystal Empire. She finds Twilight and gang find Shining Armor waiting for him. And he looks like a mess. I mean, they even got it to where he looks unshaven. I mean, honestly, it's hilarious. And he is tired as all hell. And he's just completely out of it. And actually, the lady was on some bad drugs, to tell you the truth. Oh, man. But he lets Twilight know what's been going on. And she goes, well, she didn't realize how much taking care of a newborn foal was, and she was going to cancel Starlight's friendship lesson with Sunburst. But Spike, being all wise, turned around and said, you guys can go help Shining Armor. I will take her and help her out with her friendship problem. Which is quite, you know, could be normal for Spike, but I didn't think he would jump at this kind of a chance at doing this. But anyway, now let's talk about the baby for a second. Now, this child that they had, well, when you've all seen the, well, at least most of you have seen the promos for the show, where Twilight walks in and we find out that the baby is actually an alicorn. Now, this is what confused me. It is stated by Princess Celestia and Princess Luna that this is the very first alicorn ever born in Equestria. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, what? I mean, what'd they do? Shit you guys out or what? You know? And, because I always thought, you know, that Celestia and Luna were born alicorns. But then again, the show never, ever, you know, there was never any background on those two. This is what, you know, kind of shocked the fandom and saying, what? It's like, okay. Then some of the fandom started saying, well, Equestria wasn't really Equestria until Luna and Celestia showed up. So that might be one of the reasons why this is the very first alicorn born. But now, I always thought Cadence was a born alicorn because we didn't have no background story on her either. So this is where it gets kind of foggy, but I mean, this... This young alicorn just has a set of wings on her. I swear to God, when she grows up with that size of wings, she will have the wingspan of a C-130, you know, aircraft carrier. That's how massive her wings are. But they're cute. I mean, she's cute. Excuse me. And, the magic she has is very powerful because she sneezes, right? And it just magic just shoots right out of her horn, straight up through the castle, blowing everything out. I mean, I'm sitting there going, okay. Now, we've heard of the uncontrollable magic, but then we find out a little later on when they decide, well, we're going to have to, you know, inform every pony about what's going on that, or get things ready for the christening, that they have her, you know, like, come down by the Crystal Heart, and evidently she's really attached to Pinkie Pie. Now, this is a classic Pinkie Pie moment because Celestia turned around and told Cadence that she should let the people know that they will be christening a brand new alicorn princess. And so when those guys go out, the other decided to take Shining Armor, you know, so he can do his part of the job, find a chrysaler and, you know, get a crystal and stuff like that there, leaving Twilight behind with Pinkie Pie to watch over the baby. Now, come to find out, while they're all doing this, the newborn can fly. Now, I'm sitting there, I'm going, okay, we got I mean, this supposedly this kid is just recently born. We'd say maybe 3 days maximum. And she's already using magic. She's already knowing how to teleport. She already knows how to fly. And with the cakes, babies, pumpkin and pound cake, they didn't start doing their magic or their flight until at least a month old. And I bet you Scootaloo is just sitting there saying, "Damn it! Why do these other ponies get to fly? I can't. Come on." But I guarantee you probably by the end of season 6, maybe by mid-season 7, we might see Scootaloo fly. Who knows? Well, actually, we did see her fly once. So, but anyway, I'm getting off topic here. But anyway, they all gather around the Crystal Heart, and the young Alicorn princess is stuck to Pinkie Pie's face. So after they separate her and Pinkie Pie away from each other is when the kid kind of gets cranky because she wanted to stay with Pinkie Pie. And this little Alicorn has a voice on her, and she just screams out and destroys the Crystal Heart. I mean, this is how bad, this is how powerful this unicorn is for being at a young age. And which kind of amazed me is like, my first thought was, damn, this girl's got a voice on her. And, it was just like a sonic boom. And after the Crystal Heart kind of like breaks apart, all of them are sitting there with their jaws dropped open and their eyes wide open saying, damn. And, yeah, which was pretty good for the episode because it kept the episode interesting and it's like added a little extra plot line to it because due to the fact that, you know, okay, Shining Armor's got everything done up. He's got the honor guards. All this time he's freaking out. But he eventually got the honor guards. He found out who he wanted to do the Crystalling, who was going to do the Crystalling. And he picked the crystal out, I guess. And that's when they brought the baby in, and that's when it all happened. So far, you know, the episode was really super great, and eventually, you know, we don't forget Starlight and the and Sunburst. She does go get to see him during the episode, but they find out that they really just don't have and they don't have too much to talk about. Even going with Twilight's list, and to me, when I was watching this, it seemed like things were being kind of forced, like they were forced to be, you know, friendly towards each other, you know. But eventually they do sit down and talk, but it wasn't to the effect where they can rekindle their friendship. They might consider themselves acquaintances, but not really friends again. But then again, you know, they've lost touch with each other. They could still be considered friends, but not quite as good of friends as they used to be. Gotta take a drink here. And speaking of drink, we're going to pause right now for station identification. You're listening to TWOLF The Wolf.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
Okay, now we'll get back to the show. I wanted to get that station identification in there and get it done with. But anyway, let's see now. I do have some notes here. Okay, so anyway, after Crystal Heart's broken, they have to find a way of fixing it. They turn around, they decide, okay, you bunch go over, because once the Crystal Heart was broken, the elements from the outside, the snow and the ice and everything, threatened to consume the Crystal Empire, because the Crystal Heart was the only thing that kept the winter elements out. I always thought it was meant to keep Sombra out, but I guess I was wrong. So anyway, so they send out Applejack, Fluttershy, and Rainbow Dash to tell people, you know, there may not be a Crystalline. Please head back to your homes. And they're not listening. Meanwhile, Cadence, Shining Armor, and the rest of them are in the library trying to find a spell that will reform the Crystal Heart. Well, in the meantime, Shining Armor is just chasing down their child and doing a very poor job of it. And because every time he gets even close enough to her, she teleports. I mean, you just see her teleporting here and there and everywhere, and he's just having a hard time, and it is funny. Finally, Cadence finds the book and gives it to Twilight. The book they need to form the Crystal Heart or fix the Crystal Heart. Unfortunately, here's one of the good parts. Rarity tries to catch the baby in a butterfly net, and she just jumps on and says, "Gotcha!" And the baby's just flying around and not even hesitant, just teleports around it, and it's like the baby looks back at it and is like, "Yeah, right, sure you do." And but anyway. Starlight and Spike come in, and finally Pinkie Pie jumps just tackles the baby. Child abuse. I'm sorry. Sorry, Pinkie Pie, but when you tackle a baby like that, that's child abuse to me. Sorry. But I thought it was kind of funny. The baby just blasts out a burst of energy, which shoots off at Rarity, who brings up a mirror from some odd reason and like a tennis pro smacks it back. Shining Armor, sees a beam of light coming, puts up a protective shield, which flies over to Starlight and Spike, and Starlight, puts up a protective shield and bounces off that protective shield right straight through the center of the book that Twilight and Cadence needed to reform the Crystal Heart. Destroying that. So it's like, okay, what more can go wrong, as they say, and sure enough. But anyway, it came right down to Starlight, who thought Sunburst was a great wizard. Sat there and, they turned around and said, "Can you remember the spell?" And Twilight was like, "What, after one time of reading it?" So anyway, they decided to go with what she read and how she read it. She wrote it all down. They went. They tried to form the Crystal Heart. And it fell apart again. So Starlight said that Sunburst was a great wizard, which he was not, because they said, okay, go ahead and get him. And that's when they finally confessed to each other about what they did in their past while they were away from each other, which I thought was a very nice moment there. And finally he comes up with the idea. We're going to do this really quickly because I only got about 5 minutes left. So anyway, they bring him in. He knows the magic that needs to be put with the other spell in order to keep the heart going. So after that, they reformed the heart, had the crystalline, brought the crystal back, slammed it into the top center of the heart, and everything was right with the world again. But all in all, it was a really super good episodes 1 and 2. some of the things that, like I said, disturbed me were about the show was that Celestia and Luna were not born Alicorns, and it's like the verdict on me is still out with that because, like I said before, like a lot of people in the fandom sat there and, you know, figured, well, okay, maybe it was due to the fact that Equestria was not formed at that time. It was just a vast wasteland or something with ponies all over the place, not coming into being a Equestria just yet. Maybe that's the reason why they're saying it's the first Alicorn ever born in Equestria. One of the other things is I love the chemistry between Spike and Starlight. The friendship between Starlight and Sunburst wasn't too bad. It felt a little forced to me at first, but eventually came out. Also, at the end of the show, Twilight's parents came down, and this is one thing that every reviewer that I've seen so far has not commented on, is that Twilight's parents actually spoke this season. We've seen them for the past 5 years. I think they made 3, possibly 4 cameo appearances. Never spoke once. And here they are at the end of this episode, you know, telling these guys we ran into some freaky weather and stuff like that there. And we come to find out that the new princess's name is Gloryheart, in remembrance of the occasion of what went on. So all in all, towards the end, we get everything is right as rain. We've got a new princess, we've got a new friendship, and we find out that Twilight's parents can speak. Hopefully they will come back again in other episodes and speak some more, but I noticed that every commentator has not commented on that. I mean, they commented on everything else in the episode except for that aspect. You know, which, and I noticed in the comments of some of the other people's commentary, they asked the same question. What about Twilight's parents? What, because they didn't speak, you know, it's not important? I mean, man. But anyway, all in all, I mean, if you're listening to this program and you have not seen it yet, check it out. I gave it at least an 8.5, possibly a 9 out of 10. Not quite as good as Raiders of the Lost Ark or Crusaders of the Lost Ark, which will still be number 1. This drops down to about number 2, possibly 3, right along there with Slice of Life in my book. So, anywho, we don't have that much time left. We got about a minute left. And we got 90 seconds. Thank you, Pup, for that little encouraging message in my ear. Thank you. But anyway, like I said, I love the show. I hope to continuously see some more growth, especially with Shining Armor. I mean, they did a great job on him. Cadence, I'd like to see a little bit more of the new princess, Flutterheart, or Flurryheart. And I'd like to see more of Twilight's parents. And hopefully Pinkie Pie might be the little one's full sitter. Who knows? But I'm done for today. I hope everybody's had a great Easter, and I will catch you guys on the flip side. Until next time, this is Timberwolf for TWL Up the Wolf and the Wolf's Den saying have a great evening. Good night.